She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. Who doesn't want to have a good orgasm? Well, you know, orgasms are great, and apparently there are six kinds. So this is some fantastic news. We've got Sam Isadora. She is a highly sought-after sexuality and trauma expert who specializes in women's health and empowerment, as well as modern sexual education for adults. You'll hear her a lot on Naturally Savvy. We adore her. Hello, Sam. I'm so excited about orgasms. I'm tripping over my words here.
Hi, Lisa. Yes, it's very exciting news for women that not only is there one kind of orgasm possible, but six kinds. And I think it's important to remember that there's never any shame around healthy sexuality. So I just wanted to start out by saying, you know, I work with tens of thousands of women live, and for many of them, they haven't even had one orgasm. And often that issue is psychological, and then they feel there's something wrong with them, and then that further shuts down the process of them opening up to having orgasms. And then if you were already having, you know, great orgasms, this advice can really help take your sex life to the next level. So I just want to make sure, no shame, own your sexuality, and I wanted to just teach people about the six kinds of orgasms. And there's six kinds of orgasms for women. The first one is the clitoral orgasm, which I think is really important because it's the easiest one for most women to achieve. Your orgasm has 8,000 nerve endings, which is actually twice as many as a penis, but it's actually made from the same tissue and responds in the same way. When the clitoris is aroused, it becomes engorged, and it gets hard, just like a yeah. penis. And so I think a lot of, you know, there's been so much mystery and so much taboo about talking about sex. A lot of women aren't even familiar with their own anatomy. And to be a healthy individual, you have to have healthy sexuality. So the clitoral orgasm is one that's the easiest for most women to achieve. And we consider it in Tantra that I study as kind of the gateway to all the other orgasms. So instead of thinking, you know, I have women who say, I can only have a clitoral orgasm, and they think something's wrong with that, I say, great, you know, you're already having a clitoral orgasm. Let's expand on that and use that as the gateway or kind of like turning on the light switch in the room to get to all the other orgasms. The second kind of orgasm is a vaginal orgasm. And this has to do with an internal penetration orgasm. It's also connected to the cervix. So sometimes that also involves kind of when there is pressure or when penetration hits at the cervix, that helps women to have that kind of an internal vaginal orgasm. And the vaginal orgasm, I think, you know, it moves up the center of the spine and hits at the heart a little bit more. It feels a little bit of a deeper kind of resonance for a lot of women. Whereas I call the clitoral is kind of more like just a shot of electricity straight up your spine. And you can use the clitoral orgasm to get to that internal vaginal orgasm by doing very special, what I call the secret squeeze or milking technique in Tantra. So learning how to do special breath work and then at the same time synchronizing that breath work with squeezing the Kegel muscles all the way up to the cervix, holding that, and then releasing it. And if you're stimulating around the clitoris first and then doing the internal milking exercise, that helps a lot of women go from having just clitoral orgasms to then experiencing that second kind of the vaginal orgasm. And then the third kind of orgasm is the G-spot. And a lot of women, you know, G-spot's a big mystery. The G-spot is just a part of the female anatomy. So right behind the pubic bone, there's a little spongy place right there, and when it gets aroused, it gets engorged. And when the G-spot is aroused and gets engorged, often that can lead to a wet orgasm or even a squirting orgasm. But the gateway to that is the G-spot and learning how to find and how to stimulate the G-spot. And I tell people all the time, you don't need a partner to explore your own body. I think that's something, you know, for women, it's like you have a body, you have a vagina, so you should really learn your own anatomy. And then when you do have a partner, you can enjoy it that much more because you really are informed. You know what pleases you. And I think a lot of women, as they get older, hopefully get more comfortable just with their own bodies, their sexual response, and are more comfortable asking for what they want once they discover it.
Tell us before you go on, yes. Sam, tell us about the jade egg that you sell and what that does.
So the jade egg is part of helping women find the vaginal orgasm or the internal and cervical orgasm. And so the jade egg is amazing. It's over 5,000 years, but this is something women have used. It just, again, because of the taboo around sex, most modern women haven't learned anything about this really, really powerful tool. So you can use a jade egg or even just a Kegel exerciser. Last time I was in, Rite Aid, they were selling Kegel exercisers in the feminine hygiene section. So it's not that hard to find, either a Kegel weight or a Kegel exerciser, you can Google and find a jade egg as well. And when you put those inside, you do that very special milking technique or squeezing where you synchronize a special kind of tantric breathing with the Kegel squeeze. And then you really start to feel a lot more pleasure moving through your whole body. And that leads to full body and multiple orgasms by using that jade egg and that technique. And I've seen women just have massive, women who never had an orgasm have their first orgasm using the jade egg and milking technique, or women who already had orgasms or even multiple orgasms say they felt it on just a completely different level of their whole body and then feeling energized all day, so that sexual energy isn't just about having an orgasm or having sex. It's really learning to look at that as your life force or chi. And the more that you have of that, the more creativity, the more confidence, the more magnetic you are. So using the jade egg, I have a 14-day online program on my website for women who want to go through a 14-day process of really learning how to turn that on, turn on all that amazing orgasmic energy and chi. And it's so simple once you learn it. It's just that we just haven't been taught this and kept a secret.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, you mentioned multiple orgasms a moment ago, mm-hmm. and that's next. So talk to us about that.
Multiple orgasms are the thing that I really want women to understand is that every woman is capable of having multiple orgasms. And again, this isn't to shame anyone or make them feel like something's wrong if they aren't. It's just to let wow, there's so much more that's possible. Once you just learn a few simple techniques, the jade egg and how to do the milking and how to do the breathing, and then we add a piece of it, what we call the microcosmic orbit. So if you had that jade egg or Kegel exerciser inside your vagina, you would take a long, slow, deep inhale, squeeze those muscles, and you learn how to separate the different parts of the vaginal wall muscles so you have more control of it. Vaginal wall muscles actually can have the control, like squeezing your hand and holding that energy. And then you visualize lifting your orgasm from the vagina, from the clitoris, from the other areas that you normally feel that kind of arousal, and lifting that arousal and orgasm up to the top of your head and holding it there so it fills your whole body with serotonin and dopamine and good, yummy, fuzzy feelings. And exhale, you send that down the backside of your body. And once you keep doing that exercise,
this goes by so. I'm sorry to interrupt, Sam. This goes by so fast. We're going to have Sam on a lot. Sam is adora.com, PSALMISADORA.com. Be sure to check her out. The last kind of orgasm is called an energy orgasm, which Sam will mention next time. Yes, next time she's on the show. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And take care. Stay well.